Gareth, our old friend Bristol Rovers back in town, and that goes back to one of your darkest days in management, doesn't it, that season before last?
Yeah, we had some real battles against Bristol, you know. The infamous rained off game, the replay, which is my last goal in professional football, which I'm still very proud of. Any goal, you know, but your last one you always remember. And then the year after when they put us in the bottom two for the final couple of weeks of the season. And then obviously, you know, we got out of that at the expense of Bristol, which was a crazy turnaround, you know, a club that size spending a year in the non-league. But this season they've done us twice at their place, you know, and convincingly as well. I have to say Darrell Clark's done a good job. I know he's under pressure because it's a big club, you know, he's got to deliver there because they're expected to be around the top. They've had this big takeover as well, which obviously is gonna also increase expectations. So I do feel for Darrell, but he's doing a fantastic job, like I say, and I'm sure we'll have a tough game on Saturday. We'll have to be at it. We don't want Bristol to be doing the double over us. You know, we had that last week with Northampton, and we'll be setting up on Saturday to make sure that we're very competitive in the game. You know, a couple of injuries that we're still waiting on late calls. But, you know, really pleased with the week's training. I thought we were good at Northampton last week. Very close game, not much in the two teams, and they're 10 points clear at the top of the league. So, you know, it's competitive, it's passion, and it's support that we're going to need on Saturday from the fans. But going to be a cracking atmosphere, I'm sure.
Past rivalries aside, it's a team in the table that can be caught if we can win on Saturday. Does that add even further spice to the occasion?
Yeah, of course. It's always nice to be the chaser, you know, until there's no more games left. It's nice to be able to chase and catch people because it just puts that added pressure on those teams in front of you. I mean, there's some teams come from nowhere. Wimbledon is on a fantastic run. There's some big clubs around us as well, like Orient, Portsmouth. You know, Cambridge seems to be coming up with the money they've spent in the summer with the cup run last year, and so it's going to be a real tasty end to the season. I'm telling you, and you know we're going to do our best to be in around amongst it, but. You know, at the foreground is our 61 point total, and four wins will get us that. And I'm concentrating on that, you know, to deliver that. That's what we agreed would be the best for the club at the start of the season. Of course, we want to end as high as we can, and anything like last year would be magnificent. But you know, let's get these 61 points first, and the win Saturday would be great. Put us over the 50 point mark, which is a big landmark in any season. And like I said, huge club with. Plenty of money now. I haven't spent it so far, but I'm sure there'll be things in the pipeline with the Jordanian takeover at Bristol. So, good time to play them. Always proud and confident that my boys can go out there and give a good account of themselves.
Going back to the table, it's so tight. You've lost one game and a couple of midweek fixtures elsewhere. You go from fourth to ninth in under 2 weeks, which is just shows you how tight it is.
Yeah, crackers. You know, we I think we won three out of four and got ourselves up to fourth and. The loss on Saturday put us down a couple, but then midweek, like you say, it's tables turned on its head, and we're down the bottom pack of the chasing group now. So it is very, very tight. There's not much in it at all. Goal difference could come into it, you know, which is something we want to address. We want to score more goals. We do well shutting them out. Need to score more, but at the end of the 46 games, the table will not lie. You'll be where you deserve to be, and I think that you know it's. It's going to be a real scrap right down to the wire for those playoff places.
Aaron Pierre, Paris Cowan-Hall, both missing against Northampton. Any news on their progress?
Like I say, late calls on a couple of people. We're going to have to see where we are with those. It's a big loss when two of you big players like that, Paris Cowan-Hall, well above the level, and he's proved that. And Aaron Pierre, probably the most feared defender in the league, or one of, you know. So it's tough when you're missing two with such a small squad. But you know, we cope. There's late calls on them, so we're hopeful. You know, at least on one, and we'll see where we go from there.
You took Northampton Town to the distance. I mean, they're clearly a cut and above the rest of the league. Is it frustrating from your perspective that you're maybe one or two players from reaching that level yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're probably. A double-figure goal scorer away from being a real, real good team, and that's no disrespect to any of my boys playing up front at the moment. You know, it's a team effort. It's creating as a team, but you do have these purple patches. You know, and People like Tubbs had it a couple of years ago. Jay Simpson's on one, you know. And I think if we had one of those in our team, we'd be right up there and competing for the top places. But you know, every team could probably say that. You know, there's teams at the bottom of the league would love a goal scorer on their side. So we are what we are, and I will never try and want more or complain about not having enough. I know what I am. I know what we've got here, and I'm very, very happy with it. And we will be competitive in every single game from now to the end of the season. And like I say, after 46 games, we'll end up where we deserve to be.